Heartbeat. Test, test. I'd like to call all the Town of Brule regular meeting for Monday, June the 9th, 2025. Mr. Tossin, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Young. Councilmember Tossin.
Here.
Councilmember Schutz.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Next on the agenda is recognitions and commendations for Brianne and Cameron LeBlanc. Are they here?
Mm-hmm. They are.
Y'all want to just walk up to the mic real quick?
Yeah.
Mike Schutz, you want to
tell
us what we have here?
Absolutely. We left Riley's name off the agenda, but we want to thank him as well. About a month or so ago, we had one of our citizens took a pretty bad fall on Arlene Street and was injured pretty badly. She's okay, but she was injured pretty badly. And this young couple with their little one-year-old son were riding by, and they stopped and offered assistance. I'm a paramedic, for those who don't know, but I got to the call in a minute or two, and they helped throughout the whole call, and I wanted to recognize them for what they did for the patient and helping me as well. Riley was one day shy of 1 year old, so we caught him right before his birthday. He was a trooper as well. So I want to thank y'all publicly for what y'all did. I know some other people that passed by. A lady was down in the road and couldn't get up, bleeding really bad, and I appreciate y'all so much for stopping and doing what y'all did. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Very appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Pick up when I leave.
Next up, we have approval of minutes for our regular meeting, May the 12th of 2025. Minutes in your package. We changed one date under introduction of ordinances. We got that corrected.
Yes.
Anybody have any questions? Do I have a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
I move.
Motion by Mr. Schutz.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tossin. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee report. I'll read the Public Works report for May. Total rainfall, we had 80 vents at 7.5 inches. No drainage issues were observed. One skate alarm at the wastewater lift stations. Zero out of compliance and sewer treatment. We pulled a pump at the Brule Oaks lift station, and they reinstalled in that pump. We repaired an ARV on the force main that goes to the lagoon. That was under warranty. Several catch basin washouts were repaired in Brule Oak subdivision and the River Mill Drive. Street repairs on Live Oak, we had two potholes that were filled. We planted new plants at St. James Park. The town of Morganza will take our Limna boat. I signed a donation today. We're going to donate that to the town of Morganza since we surplused it at a meeting last month. One electronic sign is not working on Arlene's Quarters. We repaired one. Flags on LA1 will continue to fly through July 4th, and roadside debris pickup will be this week, June the 9th. So they should have started today. That's what I have under our Public Works report. Next up, consider derelict property at 165 Anita. You want to come on up and just tell us if you have any updates?
I know State Representative Edmund Jordan, attorney, tried to leave you a message to talk about the trailer.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Okay.
The lady to say her name.
Oh, yeah. Say your name.
Monique Butler.
Yeah.
303 Anita Street, Brule, Louisiana, 70719.
Yeah, I talked to him. I think it was, what's today, Monday, Friday? I think I talked to him on Friday.
Okay.
I sent him a copy of the letter because he requested a copy of that letter.
Okay.
Which trailer are you talking about? The south one or the north one?
The south one.
Yes. Should be north because I'm the first one.
Were you the first one coming down?
It's south. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's the south one, Tom.
South trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the first one as you're going down Anita. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
When you turn off Main Street and you get on Anita,
mm-hmm.
that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you don't have any update on anything as far as moving the trailer out, or
no, not necessarily, because I did state what my goal was to do, and I mean, like, there's nothing else I can really say. Like, I have lights and water. I go there every single day. They can vouch for that. Like, they know I'm going to my house every day.
Yeah.
I can't control if my mom was ill. I have that's out of my control. I can't do nothing about that.
Yeah. The issue we have is that we, you know, since the trailer has not been lived in for 6 months, our mobile home, that it's not grandfathered in anymore. So,
but I'm literally, like I stated before, I am 2 houses down. I go to my house every day.
Yeah, but still, no one's living in the house, and in the house, the way the pictures show.
Mm-hmm.
It's derelict. So
yeah, and I had already started purchasing my stuff to remodel, like the sheetrock. They come by and say it's sheetrock.
Right, but plywood. Understand, you can't live in a trailer anymore because the ordinance prevents that
because
mm-hmm. it's not grandfathered anymore. So even if we decided to not declare it derelict, you still can't move in based on our ordinances.
Right, but the ordinance is, you said if it's not occupied, but it's there. Technically occupied because I have lights and water.
No.
If it didn't have
it's been vacant.
Mobile homes are not approved in the town anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So when that ordinance was changed, any mobile homes that were occupied, lived in by a human being residing there, enjoyed what they call non-conforming use status.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it did not conform with the zoning ordinance, but it is a non-conforming use. Anytime residence in a mobile home ends and does not resume for a period of 6 months or more, then the mobile home loses its status as a non-conforming use
mm-hmm.
and needs to be removed from the property. You are free to move it out of the town of Brule, go somewhere else with it, and remodel it, but it is not, you will not get an occupancy permit even if the town did not condemn it.
Right.
You will not get an occupancy permit to occupy that trailer because it is no longer, it's a mobile home that hasn't been occupied for more than 6 months, and mobile homes are not permitted in the
mm-hmm.
town of Brule unless they were here when that ordinance was changed.
Mm-hmm.
And here and occupied. It has lost that status.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom, if we move to declare this derelict.
Well, and then so the other issue is, so that would be what the status would be if it was a perfectly sound, habitable mobile
mm-hmm.
home that just had not been lived in for more than 6 months. There's a second issue with this mobile home in that it has been inspected. It has been determined by the building official of the town of Brule that it is in derelict condition, not fit for human habitation,
mm-hmm.
and that's the purpose of you having received the condemnation order signed by the mayor, and you have done what is your right to request, which is a hearing, and so that's what
yep.
this is a hearing in front of the council for the council to decide whether they want to condemn the trailer or not.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments from the council?
I just had a question. Just want to be certain that having power on the trailer does not constitute living for 6 months, correct?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
You can have power to a shed that's an accessory building, and that doesn't convert the shed to a habitable building.
Yeah, and I think the biggest issue that we have, another big issue, is just the derelict. You can't live in it, and it's been that way for a long time. And you know, we have 14 of them on the list in the town of Brule. This one was up at the top of the list, and this is one of the first ones we hit. We have 3 of them that are pending today. So I guess we need to get a motion to declare it, condemn it to derelict, right, Tom? Unless you have some other option to move it out,
I don't.
Do you?
Not being out my life.
I mean, we don't want to be in that business.
We don't want to have to tear it down. You are welcome to move it somewhere
yeah.
outside the town.
If it's going to be torn, it's going to be torn down. But I do it. It's just going. I just need some time.
Okay.
To figure out.
How much time do you need to do that?
I really ain't even think about that. I say about 6 to 8 months. my break and trying to find somewhere to move, all that.
Counselor, I mean,
what's been customary? Does anybody recall? I mean,
we have given 60 to 90 days. Yeah. 6 to 8 months is kind of an excessive period of time. You know, we have worked with people to give them a reasonable period of time. You know, we don't want to have to. It would obviously be more cost effective for you to do it at your own expense rather than for the town to hire somebody to do it and then bill you.
I still got to get all my stuff out of there. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Everything's in there.
Yeah, I understand.
Your question?
Sure.
Yeah.
I have a question and a comment. Michael Avery. I've just had sort of my get to see been revoked.
We don't revoke occupancy.
So she wouldn't have to get a new occupancy.
Because she's still being standing.
No. We don't revoke occupancy. Since I've been here, I've never revoked occupancy. I mean, we've turned some down that the house is not livable and didn't allow someone to get an occupancy permit.
So for that.
So I don't know right now whether it has a valid occupancy permit or not. This is a property that is owned by the family, mm-hmm. probably 20 or more people, because it was inherited by 12 or more people years ago.
It was actually for my grandfather.
Okay. Yeah. But
yeah. And then there was a
partition done after his succession was mm-hmm. done. And so you have two mobile homes. This is the south one on the property. You have another mobile home on the property, of which that's a separate issue, because mm-hmm. we sent letters to them. And then there's a house that is lived in on the property. The house has the occupancy permit.
Okay, so there's no occupancy. Well, how was she living there before legally?
There may have been one.
There may have been
a long
time
ago. Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer your question. But to answer your question, mm-hmm. we don't revoke occupancy and kick someone out. I've never done that.
So if she has occupancy, she wouldn't need to apply for an home.
No, it's derelict, and so that's the issue.
I agree. It's in bad shape, but that's one thing. But for the rule, for 6 months, I understand the rule, but let's say she lived in Florida for 8 months out of the year and come back home. Would that not be okay?
Yeah, you're asking hypotheticals, and we're not going to address them.
We're
not going to address hypotheticals. We have to deal with the facts as they are.
What brought it up is the derelict status.
I understand. Yeah. She was just crying last week. And I talked to her. I was just trying to help her out.
I appreciate the question.
Ask the question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mayor, I'm going to go ahead and say my piece. I've read the ordinance, and I think I have a different interpretation than what's being said in here. I think there's a difference between unoccupied and vacant. And the way I read the ordinance, the fact that she wants to try to fix up her trailer like she said she would, I'm going to take the lady at her word, and I would be willing to give her a certain amount of time to do her improvements that she said she wanted to do on this. If we're voting on is this property derelict from what she said last week about she was two houses down or whatever and had to take care of her mother on a hardship issue, Kershaw is not going to vote to take somebody's house. That is not going to happen. So I am not going to support this. I am going to vote no if we decide to consider this derelict property. I just can't do it. Not going to do it.
All right. Anybody else have any statements?
No, but I would just like clarification time on that, the difference between vacant and the occupancy. I mean, is it an interpretive?
Well, the thing that makes it allowed to be, you can't have mobile homes on a piece of property as storage buildings. Okay, mobile homes are not permitted in the town of Bruin. And so you can't just move a mobile home on a piece of property and say, okay, I'm going to occupy it, not live there. It's not quote-unquote vacant, but I'm just going to, you know, store furniture and whatever in it. You still, you know, that doesn't make you know, I mean, Ms. Butler says she wants to resume the use as a residence. Well, she lost that use as a residence. I mean, that's the only permitted use for a mobile home. Now, I mean, it's valid for the council to decide that you want to give her time to repair it, that's one thing, but she's still eventually going to have to deal with the fact that it's a non-conforming use.
I mean, that, how many mobile homes have y'all moved out of the town of Broome?
As far as the town?
As far as the town, making somebody move a mobile home.
Since I've been here, I don't know of any.
Yeah, but
y'all
that...
Y'all moved one out back of Live Oak, and the individual ended up suing the town, and y'all used taxpayers' money to settle the suit.
I
don't recall that.
I don't recall that. I don't know when that happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
Well, there was... I know we've had them torn down for being derelict before. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure about moving one.
Yeah.
That was
6 months after it was on Live Oak Drive down there by the Hunts.
Now, I recall that, and that was a totally separate issue. That was next to property that belonged to the former mayor, and there were other issues, disputes about whether, you know.
I mean, this is not unique to the town of Brule. There's derelict properties throughout the state, and it's a massive issue with every municipality. Every LMA conference I go to, one of the biggest attended meetings is the one on derelict property and how to resolve derelict property. And there's all different ways. There's courts, there's giving people time, there's all different ways, but nobody has come up with a solution. There's just people kind of do pieces and parts. So we're not unique to have this issue. It's all over the state. So,
but I would just say if y'all want to give her time, then you're free to decide to do that and give her, you know, because we have, if you decide not to condemn it, you can give her a period of time within which to start making progress to repair it. But there's going to be another problem that this hearing is not called to address. This is just addressing the derelict status of the property. She's still got another problem, which is the fact that it's a non-conforming use. And so if the town decides that we want to sue her to have the trailer removed, even if she does repair it, that's a completely separate issue.
Yeah, the issue is going to be if she repairs it pristine, we can't issue an occupancy permit based on our ordinance.
Because it hasn't been lived in.
It hasn't been lived in.
For more than 6 months.
There again, I think we talk about vacant versus occupied.
What is lived in?
Well,
she says she goes there every day.
Yeah, but she's
every
not.
Every day.
She's not
Indeed.
Sleeping there. She's not.
Does the living ordinance say you got to sleep there?
Well, okay. I mean,
no,
look, we can talk about. These are all matters that will be for proof before a court if we decide to do that.
Well.
Okay? But the...
And if we need to go to court before this happens, I'm okay with that. But I'm not going to kick somebody out of their house and argue about what is inhabited, occupied, vacant. If this thing was vacant and there was nothing in there, no power, no water, not a stick of furniture in there, I'll be the first one to make a motion that this thing needs to go out. But she is, the power's still on. I know it was because at 10 o'clock at night on Saturday
it's
night,
on every day.
It was on
every
at 10
day.
O'clock at night. I could see the lights on. So I know there's power there. I don't know if there's water there.
There's water.
She said she has water. Hasn't been cut off in 20-something years, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, I don't have proof of any of that. I'm going on the lady's
bills.
Word. So I'm not doing it. I'm not voting to consider this derelict because I think the trailer's in bad shape. I'll be the first one to tell you that. Or maybe the second one. I guess the inspector would be the first one. But I pass by this trailer every day. I live on Venzul, which T-bones into Anita, so I see these trailers every day. Do I wish they looked better? Damn right you do. Damn right I do. Do I have some compassion for somebody who's trying to do the best they can, and if they're certainly taking care of her mother or mother-in-law.
Mother.
Which one did you say?
My mom.
Your mother? Not me. Not today.
All right, I just want to clear something up, Fish. We the town of Brule is not kicking anybody out of their house. You may take this particular example, but we checked every home that's on our vacant, on our derelict building list, the 13 or 14, whatever the number is. Not one of them has someone living or sleeping or whatever you want to call it. Every one of them is vacant. So I just want to make sure you understand that we are not kicking anybody out of their house.
I don't think this is vacant. If it's got stuff in it, it's not vacant.
But I don't know. I think that's strong to say we're kicking someone out of the house when they don't live there.
That's the way I see it.
But that's just I just want to make sure everybody, everybody understands that the town of Brule is not going around kicking people out of their homes. That is not going to happen under my watch ever, never, ever. This is a little bit of a sticky situation, so
yeah,
I just want to make sure that was
clear.
But
personally, that's how I feel, like, because her circumstances, I have no control over that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just let my mama go down by the wayside. That's my mama.
Yeah. All right, well, it's up to the council. I mean, if you guys feel like we should give her more time or...
I think I would be good with giving her time. But if we give her time and she spends all that time and money fixing it and she can't get a permit to live in it, I don't think it's going to help you in the long run. So the ordinance says she can't live in it, right?
Well,
if she can't move back in it, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to spend all the money and the time and fixing it. I know they're kind of separate issues, but they all join together here. And again, I think we need to decide on that. If she cannot move back in this trailer, and we need to make sure she clearly understands that, so she might want to do something different at that point.
Y'all can also decide to do nothing this evening. If there's no motion or no second, then it just stays the way it is, and then we deal with it
as it goes forward.
As it goes forward.
I mean, I've stated how I feel. I'd like to know how the other council people feel.
Well, I mean,
just say how I feel about it.
I mean, it sounds to me like we're not going to get a motion, isn't it? Does someone want to just do nothing? Is that what the pleasure of the council? Just do nothing?
I don't think the council should do that. I think we need to act on it one way or the other. Personally, I just need to be clear about one thing because I need to give this a lot of thought. If that home, and I guess this is revolving around the definition of whether or not she's been living in it, and I presume that the ordinance isn't explicit enough to define that because it never had to define it. Mm-hmm. It was understood, I guess, that a resident goes there each day, stays there, eats there, sleeps there. It's livable. Your point to having a shed on a piece of property that had power to it doesn't constitute living either, correct? Right. It's basically just has power to it, and that's why I wanted to clarify and define earlier if having power hooked up meant it was habitable. If it was inspected and it's not habitable based upon the inspection, then it's considered derelict, correct?
Yeah, whether it's got power or not. Mm-hmm. Is it livable?
Right.
Okay.
And so after our inspector, who should have that subject matter expert, right? He's the guy that looked at it. Rusty didn't look at it.
He said a full report. I mean, I can go down some of the details on it if you would like. Yes. And then this house was not locked. So,
if I remember right, when he went there, the door was open.
Yes.
And he took some pictures, but he didn't go in very far.
I mean, there are three mobile homes on the property. One of them is in good condition and is currently being occupied.
Is it subdivided property or is it three?
No, it is not.
Nope.
So is that non-conforming in and of itself? It should be, correct? Or
it goes way back.
But it's been like that.
It's been like that for years.
There's been them on there for... Yeah. So with respect to this particular one, the entire structure is in disrepair and is not structurally safe. Are the foundation walls level and plumb? No. Can the foundation walls keep out rodents and other pests? No. Is there space under the raised structure free from debris? No. Does it have any rotting columns or missing or leaning piers? Yes. It's an abandoned mobile home set on concrete piers that is unstable and unlevel. Are the exterior walls level and plumb? No. Are there any large holes, breaks, loose, or rotting materials? Yes. Can the exterior walls prevent water and wind from entering the structure? No. Are the exterior walls watertight? No. The mobile home has substandard exterior walls that are badly damaged. Does the roof prevent rain or wind from entering the structure? No. Does the roof have any broken or loose materials? Yes. Are shingles, flashing, felt paper, or tiles in good condition? No. Now, there was no observed termite damage. Is the roof covered with temporary covering? Yes. The temporary roof has been compromised and is not weather tight. Are there any signs of rodents nesting or infestation? There were many signs of rodents evident under the mobile home. Okay. Are the stairways, steps, decks, porches, and balconies, if any, in danger of collapsing? Yes. Is the wood significantly weak, damaged, or deteriorating? Yes. Are these anchored to the building? No. Are they able to support the structure which they were designed to support? No.
I think, so, I mean, what I'm getting from that is that...
Several broken windows and all means of entry and ingress are not operable.
So, I mean, I don't think anybody disagrees that it's derelict, right? It's just a matter of what we're going to do on, I mean, it's a derelict building. It's the question of vacancy, occupied, so...
It also says it's unrepairable.
Yeah.
This is a major project. You probably could buy a new home for less than you're going to spend on that or using it.
Yes, sir.
One question is, the person who did that inspection, what's that person's qualification? Two, if she took that trailer out of there, could she bring another trailer here?
No.
So you can't bring another trailer?
Not based on the ordinance, no, sir.
The ordinance said you can't bring another trailer?
That's correct.
The city of
Calabrook.
Correct. You can, if you're living in a trailer, you can bring another one in. You have to move it out and move another one in if you're living in a trailer.
Within 6 months.
You got to do it within a certain period of time. You can buy a new one and bring a new one in. Because that's happened before. That's Shane Saradat, our building manager, is the one that did it. Now, I, for me to tell you his qualifications, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. He's our building managers, public works managers. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, I don't see anyone else. I mean, I'm asking for her.
Yeah. I mean, I
think the trailer is in horrible shape.
Well,
but she says she can fix it and she wants it.
Right.
So, but if she did all that, like you said, pristine shape, then even after that, you would not give her an occupancy permit for that location.
Based on ordinance, that's correct.
Well, that, maybe more flexible.
That's a possibility, but that's something we have to vote on and
well,
advertise.
She would have to come in and
well,
request for
what
separate.
What else you're voting right now on what you, the ordinance that you want to pass now, just, and let's see who stands up to not have a heart and I'll see if
it's it's not an ordinance tonight.
No.
We're just voting on whether it's derelict or not.
You won't vote on whether you leave it there or fix it or what?
Well, actually, as I understand it, we're just voting on whether the property would be considered to be derelict.
That's correct.
Yes or no?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's what.
And we need somebody to introduce it, right?
Well, to make a
motion. Motion.
So, well,
I move that we vote on whether or not it's derelict or not.
All right. So I have a motion that we vote to declare 165 Anita Street derelict. Do I have a second?
Yes, 303 Anita Street.
I'm sorry?
303 Anita Street.
303.
Okay, 303 Anita Street.
Well,
do I have a second?
Well, can I ask a question? Can we vote on this tonight if that address is not right? the agenda says consider derelict property at 165 Anita Street.
That's down the street.
If that's not the property address, then...
The property address is the one off of the assessment roll. If they use separate addresses for... We've got to use the property address on the assessment roll. We did two different inspections, one on the south trailer, one on the north trailer. There's another one on there. I mean, I don't know what they use as far as the post office address. I can only go off of what we do by ordinance, which is the assessor's roll address on the property. You take a look at the property, there's, you know, three trailers and a house on there.
Which tells me we've had issues with this piece of property for a long time. Would you agree to that?
I can't tell you whether we have or have not.
All right, so I got a motion. You have a second?
I'll second it based upon the motion being that it is declared a derelict property. It's not in dispute whether or not the individual lives there, has lived there, or what the time period was. Basically, that is just derelict, and that is upon the inspector's report.
Well, and then if y'all decide to declare it derelict, you have to decide how much time you want, if you want to give her time to deal with it herself, or, you know, and the town has traditionally given people the opportunity to deal with it themselves rather than just say we're going to declare it derelict and remove it at town expense. That's been a benefit to everybody to give people
3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And then we review it after that, and if it needs more time, we can do more time that way too. So.
If we see any progress.
Right.
Okay, so does that have to be a part of the official motion, or that's going to be discussed after?
That should be. Well, if you decide not to do it, then you don't.
I would include that in the motion there, the time frame.
So should you amend the motion?
Yep.
Okay. I move that we vote on whether or not this is derelict property, and if it is deemed to be derelict, we give 90 days to make some progress on it. And this is just that the property is obviously derelict. The ordinance about whether or not you lived in it, I'm not motioning on that. But the derelict.
90 days to remove it or tear it down.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You second that?
I second. Man?
All right. So we got a motion and a second. Do roll call vote?
Yes. Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Absolutely not.
All right. So just to let you know, the building's been declared derelict, right? And so we give you that time to make some progress.
Well, so. And just also to let you know, if you decide you do have an appeals right, you can take it to district court if you disagree with what the council has done. You do have that right.
She's right. Only got 5 days to do that, though. I'm pretty sure it's 5 days. That's why I didn't want to walk out of here.
You got Tom look that up, Tom?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, let me look it up real quick here. I don't want to give her a bad answer.
I already gave her a bad answer. Look at 2298.
No, it would be 22-131. You've got 5 days to request a hearing, and then you've got the right to appeal it. The appeal to be filed within 5 days, exclusive of legal holidays from the date of this decision. So basically, you've got till next Monday to appeal it.
And how do I file an appeal?
Well, you have to get an attorney or do that in district court.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move forward on the agenda. Planning and zoning, we don't have anything. Finance Committee, review budget to actual for May 2025. It's in your packet, but we're going to go over budget adjustments at the end of our meeting, so we'll discuss it there. consider authorizing the mayor to sign service agreements for our tech services. We have three agreements in the package. I'd like to recommend that we get a council member to table that till after our budget talk. Do I have a recommendation to table that till after our budget talk so we can move forward through the agenda? All right, so we'll table that till. Do we have to vote on that, Tom, or just?
Yeah. You need a second?
Yeah, I need a second.
A second.
All right, so we got a motion and a second to move that item B under Finance Committee to after our hearing and final action on ordinances, and we'll discuss those contracts then. All in favor?
Well, you need to ask for public comment.
Oh, yeah. Any public comment on that? We need a roll call vote, Tom.
Yeah,
let's do roll call.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right, Personnel Committee, consider hiring a full-time police officer. Mr. Sathon?
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're actually considering hiring two full-time police officers for budgeted positions. The first one's going to be Walter Riley III. He's in the back here. He comes to us most recently from running his own business. He was previously with Baker PD, and he has 10 years of military experience. He started on 517 covering shifts and then training. The chief recommends his hiring at $22.51 an hour at the rank of Corporal 2, and he has the training and qualifications to justify such pay.
All right. Any questions on that? We discussed that at the committee meeting last week, didn't we?
Yes,
was he on there? And is effective date to be 517?
Yep. 517, yes, sir.
All right. Do I have a motion to hire Mr. Walter Riley at $22.51 at the rank of corporal, effective 517?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Kershaw?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schutz. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Welcome aboard. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, man. Our second officer is going to be Mr. Corey Miller. He's also in the back of the room. Corey comes with us most recently from the Tangipahoa Hope Sheriff's Office. He's a certified in narcotics and 12 years of experience in the United States military as well. His hiring would be made retroactive to 6/1/2025 when he started training, also at the hourly rate of $22.51 with all the qualifications to justify such.
Awesome. All right. Do I have a motion to hire Corey Miller, effective date 6/1 at $22.51 an hour?
Move.
Motion by Mr. Tassin?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schutz. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome,
thank
guys.
Thank you for your service.
Thank y'all. All right, next up, Personnel Committee hearing on current police officer. I just want to read a quick statement from Chief LaFoe. Dear Brule Town Council, I, Chief Jonathan LaFoe, will be unable to attend the regular council meeting scheduled for the 9th of June, 2025. The police department has official business to hire employees and propose a termination, and I therefore appoint Assistant Chief Tom Sathon to act on my behalf. The appointment is limited to June 9, 2025, official department business. He is in the hospital, so he cannot attend tonight. So I just wanted to read that for the record. Mr. Sathon?
Chief LaFoe would like to recommend the termination of employment of Sergeant Jordan Zachary based on his beliefs that Sergeant Zachary violated numerous town policies and procedures off the employee handbook. I did some work today to give those specific page numbers. The first one was going to be 4.1, general guidelines and business contact. There was a threat of violence against myself after Sergeant Zachary was given a write-up for being 7 hours late for work. And he was second issue under that policy is not doing his reports as instructed in a given time frame. All officers were instructed to have their reports completed by the end of the weekend, all outstanding. And that was by Detective Allen. I further seconded that and instructed all officers to do so, and it was not complete at the time of his leaving for the weekend. Sergeant Zachary said that the report system was down, and that was his reason for him being unable to finish the reports on that weekend. But he did do a voluntary crime assessment of the Riverside Village Apartments, which was submitted to the very same report system that was supposedly inaccessible. Reportedly failing to show up to work on time under attendance and punctuality. As I previously mentioned, he was 7 hours late, no show, no call at one point, from the period ranging from December 28th, 2024, until the date of that write-up, which unfortunately I do not have. It's 4-5 of 2025. Sergeant Zachary was late arrival at work 13 times for a total of 899 minutes or 14.98 hours. The same thing under work schedule, 4.3 in the town manual, reportedly failing to report to work on time. Violence in the workplace, the same we already discussed. Behaviors to avoid is the next one. Refusing to perform work as requested and submitting false, misleading information in town of Brule documents. And that was the point that Chief really wanted me to stress on tonight. There was, at one point, when Sergeant Zachary said that he was upset about the write-up and all that came about, we had a verbal counseling in the Chief's office, myself, Chief LaFoe, and Sergeant Zachary, at which time Sergeant Zachary stressed that Captain Fontenot was riling him up on purpose to get him to act in this manner. He felt him and his wife were he was doing that purposely to kind of pass the buck and get him in trouble. Later, the Chief confronted them in the hallway in front of each other, and Sergeant Zachary then said he'd never made such comments, which is on video of his own body cam earlier in that day. There was another issue where when his reports were not being completed in a timely manner and we received a citizen's complaint, Sergeant Zachary sent out an email that cited budgetary constraints as the reason he could not stay on the clock and finish the report he was advised to finish. And when initially questioned by Chief LaFoe, and understand I have no direct information of this, it's strictly from his relaying the information to me, Sergeant Zachary first said he never sent the email, and then secondly said that it was part of an automated response that he did not intend to send out, that budgetary constraints were the reason for the failure in the reports getting completed. And then in the most recent weeks, closest to his termination, we received information from two vendors that I had been replaced as the lead administrator and the Chief had been replaced as the lead administrator on our reports management system, and our facial recognition AI was attempted to be accessed as well without consent from the administration. The reports management system was unable to give a time or date and why that occurred and who made that switch for them, but Clearview AI, the facial recognition software, stated that they were contacted initially by Sergeant Zachary, who wished to gain access to that program without consent.
All right. So you made the recommendation on behalf of the Chief?
Yes, sir. Recommendation on behalf of the Chief terminating effective the 21st of last month.
Sergeant Zachary, you had the right to go in executive session or hold this in public, and we got a letter from the counselor said that you wanted to do it in public. So do you want to make a statement real quick?
Thank you, counsel. My name is Julie Quinn. I represent Sergeant Jordan Zachary. We, after careful consideration and review of the file or not file that we were provided and not provided, we made a decision just to say something very perfunctory that Sergeant Zachary vehemently denies most of what was set up here, if not all. And we do not think there are grounds for termination, both procedurally and substantively. I would also like to respectfully remind this body of their obligations under law, and particularly the public records requests that we made and things that we had requested that, I guess, Assistant Chief LaFoe, noted as grounds for termination were told to us that didn't exist when we made the public records request. So these are just some of the things. But again, we're here to hear from you, having an open session so that you can state the reasons for termination, but we're not here to argue our case in public. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any questions, any comments? All right. So we have a request by Mr. Sothorn on behalf of Chief LaFoe to fire Mr. Jordan Zachary. Do I have a motion to accept that request?
Effective May 21st.
Okay. Effective May 21st.
Can I respond to that? respond to the May 21st issue, or is it inappropriate?
No, sure, you can respond. Oh,
come on
no,
up to
sure.
the microphone.
I have reviewed, and it's very confusing under the Lorison Act and the municipal regulations about when the chief and an elected chief can make the recommendation subject to the council approval. It wouldn't normally make a difference, but it makes a big difference in this case, because if it's effective retroactively as opposed to today upon the council's approval, their health insurance is greatly impacted and Mrs. Zachary is pregnant. They've already seen doctors in the meantime, so I don't know how that would work if her health insurance is... I wasn't going to bring this up until Mr. Acosta said retroactive to May. So...
Well, that was just based on what...
That's when he was... Said. That's when he was...
That's what Chief informed. That's... He informed you that he was going to be terminated.
Oh, that's when he informed him. We can make it so you don't want it necessarily as of that date. I got it.
I appreciate
that. So we can
that.
Do it effective on our vote
that
if
way,
we decide to vote.
That way she has time.
You can make it effective today or even... A later date.
So that's up
will.
To you guys, yeah. but just as long as it wasn't gotcha. Retroactive, so she has time to change her insurance. Today would.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So we'll make it that effective today. So do we have a motion to accept Chief LaFoe's request effective Jordan Zachary termination effective today, June the 9th?
They do have COBRA rights as well. So
yeah, that they'll get all that. Do we have a motion?
I have a comment before a motion,
yeah.
and that is, Ms. Quinn, one of the items that you just spoke had to do with the Lorison Act, and so that the chief has the ability to discipline the cops as he sees fit. Naturally, he's over the direct supervision of them and not the council. So based upon the information that Mr. Southholm provided, with the presumption that he's accurate, because naturally we don't see the day-to-day operations, then I would have to support the chief's opinion to terminate Mrs. Zachary, based exclusively upon what the chief recommended. So that's my motion.
All right, so I got a motion by Mr. Daigle.
Second.
And a second by Mr. Tyson. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? A roll call vote.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Tyson?
Yes.
All right, we'll move over to Recreation Committee. Don't have anything. Police Committee, we got nothing. Governmental Affairs, we don't have anything. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, nothing. Hearing and final action on ordinances. In your packet, we'll start with Ordinance Number 2 of 2025, Town Budget Adjustments for the 24-25 fiscal year. In your packet, you had the budget adjustments on income and expenses. If you notice, we had lower ticket writing this past fiscal year, so we had to make that big budget adjustment. Sales tax came in a little bit better, so we had to make that adjustment on sales tax. The capital expenditures, that's the property purchase that we approved last budget year. And then we have some credits. So bottom line is the total budget adjustment is $191,300, and that's to the good. So I wish we could have spent more of that, like on drainage, because if we'd had a plan, we'd have spent it. But unfortunately, and fortunately at the same time, it didn't work out. So any questions on the budget adjustments for the town?
Mayor, let me ask these couple questions. So we've gotten a lot of emails and spreadsheets sent to us that keep getting updated.
Mm-hmm.
These are the latest and greatest numbers. And so everything, the ingredients are all in here.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is the final budget adjustment that we got done this morning about, what, 11 o'clock?
Okay, and I want to ask you, Blaine, as best, and my same question I asked you last week, so the best of your knowledge, this gets us within the 5% variance rule that we're trying to hit for the Local Government Budget
right.
Act.
It does, and that was the main reason why we just kept going back and forth to make sure we were right,
okay.
close as we can get.
Okay.
All right. Do I have a motion to accept the budget adjustments as presented?
You have to open it up.
We'll open public hearing once the motion's done, right?
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion.
Second. And a motion by Mr. Kershaw and a second by Mr. Schutz. So we'll open up a public hearing to discuss this. Any comments from the public?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There's no vote. We didn't vote.
Okay.
We just introduced it to accept it as is, and then now in the public hearing.
So if we don't introduce it in a public hearing.
Yeah. No, of course, that's okay.
good question, Rachel.
Yep. Any comments? All right, we'll close the public hearing. And with that, do I have a roll call vote, Mr. Blaine, on Ordinance Number 2 of 2025 to amend Appropriations Ordinance 2425?
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, we'll move to Ordinance Number 3 of 2025, the sewer budget adjustments for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. Those budget adjustments are in there. If you notice, there's a big whopping $2 million grant revenue that came from the state. And the ARPA revenue of $240,000 is our ARPA funds as part of the match for our big sewer project. Our accountant who does our audit told us that's the way to account for that money. So that's how we do it. As we get the money, we just make the adjustment as we go. And we had a couple adjustments and some expense. Pretty basic. Any questions on the sewer budget adjustments for 24-25? All right. Do I have a motion to accept the sewer budget adjustments 24-25 as presented?
I move.
Motion by Mr. Tassin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. We'll open up a public hearing. Anybody have any comments on the sewer? Sewer budget adjustments last budget year. Nope. We'll close the public comments. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
All right. We'll move over to Ordinance Number 4. This is the 4 of 2025, the town budget for next fiscal year, 25-26. This was a fluid document, as I emailed you guys like crazy. I'm sure you probably got tired of seeing them. This is the final numbers that we came up with for our budget. So I think we discussed we're having $200,000 in the road overlay, and looks like it's going to be the rear part of Eileen and North LeBove and maybe some patching if we can make it all work. That's what Shane and I rode to town the other day, and that's the worst part of the town, so as far as street overlays go. We have parish animal control. We discussed at our last meeting. I sent you guys an email. That is going up. That is the parish is probably going to bill us, he said, between 38 and 40. So that's where that's going to be. And health insurance went down, as we discussed in our last meeting when we accepted the health insurance. That's just over the top things that we have listed. Anybody have any questions on that? Any comments on any line items? One thing I did add, we got with the parish. We've been wanting to do this for a long time under drainage. We added a flow meter that we're going to install at the Tonton Canal at the bridge at the end of Venzul by Mr. Kershaw's house. It's going to connect with the five throughout the parish. And that flow meter will tell us when the Tonton reaches a certain amount, and it'll measure, for instance, if we had 5 inches of rain and where the Tonton was based on the 5 inches, if we had 10 inches over a certain amount of time. And there's a big, huge program that the parish is putting together, and that program will tell us all that information. So when we see the Tonton getting to a certain point at a certain amount of time, we know that it's time to get out and start doing some stuff.
Does it trigger some action?
Yes. Yes, it'll trigger and let people know where the levels are. We'll watch it during the big rain. So,
yeah. It's not going to like kick on a pump or anything.
And the parish agreed we'll install it and pay for it, and the parish agreed to pay the annual dues to run the program. So all of them will match together. They're putting one at the parish canal, one at the intercoastal. And so we're just trying to get data to help us with the drainage situation that we have.
And that number's in here?
Yes, it's underneath the drainage. Yep.
So culvert
program is where you're referring?
The
special project drainage, am I missing that?
Maintenance expense, streets and drainage on the first page, fifth from the bottom.
Oh. It should have installed flow meter at the Tonton, yeah.
Gotcha.
Those are just some big things that are in the budget. If you have any line items you want to discuss, we can discuss them.
Mayor, I do want to make a couple comments. This is a pretty big budget, but we asked a lot of questions last week at our committee hearings. So a lot of this stuff, I don't think it'd be advantageous for us to rehash the same ones. So
I agree.
I want to thank Blaine and Scott and everybody else who has put items in this budget. This is always our starting point for the year, and we try to monitor it for the entire year. And as things get over that 5% number, we have to make adjustments. But this is our best guess right now, and I think for as robust as this budget is, to only use $270,000 from previous fund balance, I think is quite remarkable, Mayor. I really do. There's a lot of items in here, a lot of work for a lot of people, so I think this is a good starting point, and I just hope we can get the bulk of this stuff done.
Yep, we're going to try. Any other comments?
Did you want to discuss the IT at this point or no?
No, we'll do it after the final budget, sewer budget. So that those contracts that we want to discuss are in this budget for next year, but our phones are so bad that our police department's not getting calls and they're crashing and burning. So the earlier we get them started, even though we're paying for them out of this budget, except for one of them, it's just a renewal.
When you say this budget, you mean the 25?
The 25 budget.
Not the 25 budget.
We're just trying to get them started working on it, and then they'll bill us in July, and then we can move forward. So that's why I kind of wanted it after the budget.
So we'll have to make an adjustment?
No,
it's going to be on next. Yeah.
It's already in this
next
budget.
Next month. Okay. So.
Yeah.
25, 26.
They won't bill
us. It'll be approved now, but the money will come out of the 25, 26.
But we're having so many phone issues here, and you can ask the police department. It rolls over to the Homeland Security all the time. So
yeah, I mean, I call here a number of times, and West Baton Rouge Dispatch will pick up during the day.
Yeah. So the issue will be repaired based on the budget and us signing those contracts. But I didn't want to approve the contracts without approving the budget. You know, it's one of those catch-22 things. So we'll move it to the end, if that's okay with you guys. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
What is the property purchase?
So we bought the house next to St. James Park on Berg Street right there. Mm-hmm. That came up for sale, and we bought that house and that piece of property. We do have in the budget for next year to tear it down and clear the property out. We don't have anything planned yet, but we do have the budget to tear it down. Any other questions? All right, do I have a motion to accept ordinance number 4 of 2025 appropriations for the Town of Brule 25-26 budget year as presented in your packet?
Move.
Motion by Mr. Kershaw.
Second.
And second by Mr. Shoes. We'll open up a public hearing. Any comments from the public? All right. Comments from the council? We'll close that. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys. Ordinance number 5 of 2025 to make appropriations for the expense of Town of Brule Sewer System 25-26. In your packet, we have the sewer budget. As everybody knows, we're pushing hard to finish our sewer project. If you look at sewer user fees, that number we increased to $329.2. That's an estimate based on our new sewer rates. So that number last year, and that's constant, was $316. So when we get the bill from the parish for June, we'll have a better number. But that might require some adjustment next year. Maybe not. That probably is not going to change it that much. That big depreciation number is always fun. If you notice, the water sector program and the ARPA funds are zero because we don't know what it's going to be yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll make those adjustments next year, and that's how we account for that. That number will come in and go out, and then we'll make the adjustments next budget adjustment time. Any questions on sewer budget? All right. With that, do I have a motion to accept the sewer budget for 25-26 as approved in the packet?
Move.
Motion. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Does that include taking care of Eileen Street flooding?
Not sewer. We have drainage in the one we just approved.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch. If you look on the side, there's a bunch that say drainage and engineering drainage and all that stuff. I want to say we have $100,000 in drainage improvements.
Okay.
That could go up based on what we have to improve on Eileen once we get the report.
Sure.
But that's on the previous budget. It's passed. So. All right. So we had a motion by Mr. Tossan and a second by Mr. Schutz, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a second.
All right. We'll open up a public hearing. Any comments from the public on sewer? No. We'll close the public hearing.
Mayor, I do. I want to make sure, Rusty, you good on the inland marine insurance as far as?
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. The mayor did contact me on that and told me the equipment that it covered was different from the town. So that's everything: truck, backhoe, tractors, pumps, et cetera. But yes, sir. Thank you for that.
All right. Yeah, and I got all the insurance policies and I was going to email them to you guys, but it was like 60 pages each. And I said, well, if you need
sure
them, call
Rusty
me.
Gets those.
All right. Any other public comment in the public hearing? All right. We'll close the public hearing. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Schutz?
Yes.
Councilmember Kershaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, folks. That will approve our budget adjustments and budget for next budget year. I appreciate that. Next up, we have these tech contracts in the back of your package. We'll go around them one by one. The first one is the AIM Group. It's our flex agreement. This is just a renewal, right, Blaine?
Correct.
So this is our renewal for
their IT support.
Yep, support. Well, IT support. They come in and help us out when we have problems. They were here today, right, working on the printer?
They were.
And we budgeted for this. This is going to be in a new budget. It's 3 years. We can get out of it in 30 days if we need to. It's just 30-day notice, but it's a 3-year document. And what is it? What's the total cost, Blaine? Do you have it? Somewhere.
$29.60
or more? Yep.
Yeah, $29.60 is what we budgeted this year.
$29.60, yep.
Goes up in
years
two.
It goes up 4% in year two and 3.89% in year three.
Yep. And that's the contract that we currently have. And one of the things that we went out and looked for some additional help, and they didn't have 24-hour service and a couple other things, right, Blaine?
Right. A lot of folks have 24-hour service, but they're not based in the Baton Rouge area, so they actually can't get here.
Yeah, so they try. Yeah.
So these have both. They 24 hours, and they actually come on site.
And they can come on site. So that's one of the reasons we like
it. Need separate motions.
Yeah. This is just for the AIM agreement.
So that's a $35K per year.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So where are these people based out of?
Their home base is in Indiana, but they have an office in Baton Rouge, and they do a lot of plant stuff on this side as well as other municipalities.
Okay, so they have a local presence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why we like them, because they'll come and sit at your desk and work versus working from India somewhere.
You can see them.
All right. So do I have a motion to allow me to sign the AIM contract as presented for $29.60 a month?
Move.
Motion by Mr. Schutz.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tossin. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Do I need a roll call on this? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Blaine, you're going to have to help me on this one. Next up is Ring Central. This is really going to repair our phones.
Correct.
A combination of this and the AT&T fat pipe agreement.
Right. So pretty much they're all together. It's an AT&T package with fat pipe and Ring Central. Ring Central will be the first one we have on the list. It is a always uptime phone system. It's a cloud-based. It's 99.9% uptime. It's a lot of the bigger municipalities and corporations that you call, this is what they're using these days. It's computerized as well as a hard handset, so and an app on your phone. So even if we don't have power, or even our building's totally gone, all we gotta do is open up our cell phones, and we have a ring sensor app, and our town hall phone number and our police department phone numbers are on our cell phones no matter what. Right now, the phones go down. We have no clue they're down. They're just going to 911, and we don't know until 911 gets tired of answering their calls, mm-hmm. and they let us know. Yep. So this one keeps us up, and that's one reason why we chose.
And that's the Ring Central piece, right?
Yeah.
So how does that blend in with our the next contract?
So we shopped around for internet service providers, and AT&T gave us the best price for the speed and the amount of data and everything. And then Fat Pipe is it's a funny name, but they've been around for a while. They are a back-end product. So if AT&T goes down, they jump onto their own system that they call Fat Pipe, but it's a separate network. So if somebody comes and cuts the AT&T fiber, if all of Brule goes down, AT&T, we still have internet service. We're using the Fat Pipe.
Yep. So Fat Pipe gives us any downtime we have, we won't have it. Because right. Fat Pipe will pick it up.
We have a similar product now, but our firewall has been conflicting with it. Anytime we have a power outage, it switches over, and only thing that works sometimes is our phones, and we don't have, or vice versa. We'll have right. just the internet, not phones. So it hadn't been a smooth transition whenever we have a power outage.
And all of these are 3 years, and we can cancel out 30 days if we find something not right. What's the bottom line, Blaine, on the Ring Central? Monthly recurring is 463, right?
Yes. Yep. It's kind of based on the amount of users. As you see, it has like 15. So it could
vary a little
more employees or less employees. But
$25 per person?
Yeah.
Both combined, $79.56. Does that sound about right?
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's pretty much what we're paying now with the cost in our current phone. So we're really not.
Yeah, it's a push.
So, yeah.
It's going to be close. We might be a little bit higher, but it's going to be close.
Right, and I negotiate push. On the setup fees and stuff to try to not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we didn't get one of these documents till Friday because we were pushing them on some setup fees and stuff.
I noticed that some of the pages are missing in the document. So, like, you know, it jumps one of two of three, six, seven, or eight. I don't remember.
So,
but
it was probably what one that took out was this. A sheet of all the different rates you can pick from, and just went on and on and on.
Okay. It's confusing. Yeah. We can give you the whole package if you like.
I just want to make sure Tom had the opportunity to review it.
Well, we can give you the whole package, yeah. Because when I got it, I called him. I was like, I'm totally lost. And when you pull the sheets out, you see these bottom line numbers.
So they had like a big graph of all the different speeds and amount or whatever, and how much more to pay.
It's like a big Piccadilly numbers. Yeah. It's like three sheets. You could pick all of it, and it was totally
different. Yeah. When you saw it, you're like, what is this? And but on the by email, guy had told us exactly what package we were getting and how much.
And it's going to be more or less a wash.
And we got a 30-day out.
Yep, right. On all three of these.
Okay. That's nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so do I have a motion? We'll do them individually. We'll do the Ring Central one first. Do I have a motion to allow me to sign the Ring Central document? And you pack. Motion by Mr. Schutz.
Second.
Second by Mr. Kershaw. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. The next one, I think we kind of went over it together, but we'll have to vote on it separate. This is the AT&T network integration with Fat Pipe router service.
That's the best name they got.
I know. when I saw him at a conference the other day, I said, Fat Pipe. So, and that pricing is on page 8 of 11, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It's $2,400 a year.
There you go. All right, so do I have a motion to accept the AT&T Fat Pipe agreement as presented?
Move.
Motion by Mr. Tassin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schutz. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thanks. We'll get that rolling and knock on wood. Yeah. We'll have our phones working.
Our employees will be excited about
it. Introduction of ordinances. I'm not aware of any. Resolutions, none. Police department report, Mr. Sothorn.
All right, for last month, we had 10 agency assists. 5 alarms, 2 assaults, 1 crime prevention, 2 damage to properties, 1 death, 10 disturbances, 1 harassment, 3 juvenile problems, 12 medicals, 2 mental subjects. That's how the system lists them, just for clarification. 1 no insurance tow, 4 ordinance violations, 1 crimes against other crimes against persons, 2 property watches, 1 public peace, 4 public service, 1 security check, 5 suspicious people or cars, 9 traffic accidents, 8 traffic problems, 4 unlocks, 5 warrants, and 3 welfare checks. We had 131 total citations with the implementation of the new poll system, which is working very well. 163 total violations, and per Councilmember Daigle's order, Flock was on fire. 2 stolen cars, 4 stolen plates, and 4 warrants last month.
All right.
As if y'all give me just a second, I'd like to say we had a pretty significant fire on Live Oak this weekend, and the fire department, police officers, we worked together great. When I got out there, there was officers on hoses, there was officers pulling hoses. I think that the integration there was really impressive. And unfortunately, it was a loss, but it wasn't for lack of effort, I can tell you. And Keegan Allen, Logan Anderson of RPD, Dan Cipriano, and Devin Donaldson were outstanding. So we're going to shift a little focus this year to some cross training so we can better anticipate what each other needs on calls and make sure when we jump in there that we can keep our people safe.
Thank you.
Mayor, let me add something real quick. I was out there and the guys helped us out a lot. In addition to that, the citizens in that area, we bring in water, Powerade, snacks, and things like that. So I publicly thank them as well.
Absolutely.
It was so hot and we had to treat every firefighter that worked that scene with IVs and cooling down methods and other. It was ridiculous, but the citizens stepped up and helped a lot. We appreciate that.
It was a fantastic representation of the community we live in.
I think the funniest thing about it, after it was over, was that the lady, 2 houses down, her Dalmatian got loose and came hang out at the fire with all the fire.
I saw that picture.
Like instinct, you know, yeah. And the dog would come to the fire. So.
Anything on the call on the fire?
I hadn't heard anything. I was going to mention it in the mayor's report. That's next. And that was Mr. Don Niesler's house, and he's a former council member, and they lost everything. It's a total loss. So any help, if you know anybody that can help him and help the family out, I know they were taking some clothes. I don't know where it stands, but you can find it. Yes, sir?
You know if they have a good one or anything going right now? I know they have the food drive.
They did a food thing, and they did some clothes dropping off. I hadn't seen it yet, but I'm not sure. But we'll keep an eye out, and if we see something, maybe we can post it out on our page for the town. But Mr. Don, yeah, it's a tough situation. I'll move on. Our cover at the sewer pond is moving along. We're waiting here on the contractor on who he met with to get that piece of equipment across by Bowie Lane that way. LMA meeting is on June 17th in Addis. District H meeting, if you want to attend. I RSVP'd about 16 of us. I think we probably have 12 that are going. So if you want to go, let me know. If you want to go. David Toops is our representative there, and I'm probably going to recommend that he be our representative again. So we'll vote on that. So if you want to come and vote, feel free to come. It's in Addis at the community center. I think it's at 6:30. 6 o'clock. Don't quote me on that. I'll get it. I'll let you guys know. Our July meeting will be on the same date. The date fell last year. I think we had to change it because July 4th was somewhere around there, but we won't change our July meeting. Everything's good. Next up, Mr. Bynum, I see you. Thank you. Congrats. Everything looks great at your house. You did a good job on that, and that's, you know, it's been a long time coming. We really appreciate it. Just keep it like that, and, man, we'll keep on moving forward. So we appreciate your hard work out there. I know it took a lot, and it was hot. But we appreciate your work on it, and we showed a picture of it last at our committee meeting, and everybody was impressed with the progress you made, so we appreciate that. All right?
Absolutely. Good job.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll go to remarks of personal privilege. Miss Tammy from the library. We saved best for last. You want to make a statement real quick?
Sure. I just want to share some stuff with y'all.
Okay, just because state your name if you don't mind.
Sorry. Tammy Martin, West Baton Rouge Parish Library. Excuse my appearance. I'm not abused. I wish there was a really good story, but I tripped and fell.
Oh, yuck.
Because we have a library here now, I just wanted to let people know of all the activities. So I'm just going to highlight the stuff for this week, just this week. We're having Lego Club. All ages are welcome tomorrow from 1 to 2. It's just free play with Legos. On Wednesday, a children's ukulele sing-along. I won't be there. on Friday, that's at 10 a.m., and that's all ages. Teens ages 12 and up on Friday are going to have a kickboxing class. Grades 2 to 6 on Friday afternoon are going to learn about the solar system with the Louisiana Space Grant Consortium. The 25th, they're having a special Mommy and Me class for the toddlers, where it's sort of a dance class. And then July the 10th, we're having a special bouncing baby story time. If y'all don't know, Nicole Juno is the children's librarian over there. Can't take credit for her work, but I will take credit for hiring her because she's amazing. I'm going to leave y'all with some flyers about all the programs that are going to happen at the library this summer. The yellow ones are at the main branch, but these big ones I brought for the branch over here. We changed the bookmobile schedule a little bit. Now on Tuesdays, it's at Town Hall here at 10:15 a.m. She flipped y'all with somebody else. And on Wednesdays, they are at St. John's at 1 o'clock. I'm going to leave those flyers too. And one more plug. I told y'all the last time I was here about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. So this is free books for every child in West Baton Rouge under the age of 5. All you have to do is fill this out, drop it off the library, drop it in the mail. It's completely free. There are no income requirements. There's no questions other than the child's name, date of birth to prove they're under 5, and the address to ship it to. We take care of everything.
Great.
So lots of stuff go... This, the Dolly Parton, we only have 400 kids in West Baton Rouge signed up. We have way more than that. We need every child signed up. Pass those out.
Date of birth.
Yeah. So, I thank you for coming.
Of course.
Do you have any of that electronically? I know
it's all on our website. Go to events, and it does a daily calendar of the events.
Okay.
And if you want to sign up for it, and then on our website also for Dolly Parton, you can sign up there.
Maybe we can copy and paste on our town webpage.
Yes, that would be great. Share our posts from Facebook, too.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. I'm going to leave all this stuff in the back. Y'all are welcome to take some.
Yeah, we'll put some out front.
Anytime any of you have any questions, give me a call. If I'm not in my office, I got my cell phone.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And the remarks of personal privilege, anybody? Yes, sir. You want to come on up?
I'm not the bow. At Main Street, North
Creek.
Yep. Turn north.
I'd really like to widen it.
Cool. me and you both.
But could we look into maybe getting a center line?
Yeah, so.
Because we've got some big trucks back there. The mailbox get taken out.
So what we might do is, I know that somebody, I think it was a drunk driver, though, hit one of the new utility poles, if I'm not mistaken. But what we normally do when we go out for street overlay, we can tell them to stripe it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we can do that for them on there.
Yeah. When I saw the wreck, that's what made me, I realized that
and
later that it was a drunk driver. The road straight, and then there's a big curve, and it's not
so
straight.
So just to let you know, for the last year, we've been looking at different grants, safe routes to schools, something to try to get that road widened and culverts. There's so many trees.
Yeah.
So
entry would just move the rest of the poles that have been used.
Yeah. So to answer your question,
I talked to Shane about it, but I just wanted to.
Yeah. To answer your question, we want our widening. I've been wanting to do that bad. It's on my long-term budget list on my whiteboard in there.
Okay. Well, good.
But it needs to be overlaid. It really does. Now, if for some reason we fall into some budget, some grant money, that. You know, we'll take that overlay money, move it somewhere else, and put that as a grant. But, yeah, we can definitely stripe it if we overlay it, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all putting in overtime tonight.
Yeah. Any other remarks or personal privilege? Anybody want anything to say? Just come up, state your name.
I have a trailer on Anita Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I should just bring pictures of the inside of it to you
Yeah, you can
at
call.
One of these
so, so which are you on the same piece of property as the other one?
Air property.
And you're the one that's.
You're on
I'm
the
in the middle.
Trailer. You're the middle trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
someone, my son was living in there, and then he moved out, and then one of the cousins was doing some like remodeling in the kitchen, putting something on the wall mm-hmm. in there, but she ended up leaving. She should have a water bill.
And there's no power to that.
No, there's no, she's not in there now, but she did have the water turned on, and I can't tell you the date mm-hmm. that the water was turned on or off because she was just working, and I don't know.
Yeah, did you come talk to Shane?
I did.
Yeah. Did you bring the pictures to him?
I forgot to bring
okay.
the pictures.
Maybe what you can do is come by tomorrow. We have a meeting at 1. I'll be here at 1 okay. sometime. Maybe.
What's your name, man?
Charlene Lejeune Henderson.
Yeah, maybe you can bring those pictures because I think that one's on the list too, Tom.
It is.
But no, we hadn't sent a letter, did we? Did we send a letter on that one?
It was covered by the letter that we sent to.
We sent it to my aunt.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because
right.
it's her name on the assessment roll. So
right.
by law, we're supposed to send it to the person on the assessment roll. She's mm-hmm. your aunt is one of probably 20 or more owners of that
yeah.
property.
So do you have plans to remodel it, or
well,
I mean, we're
kind
of in the same situation as the other one now.
Yeah, and my cousin that was in here, her sister wanted to rent it, but I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
why don't we do this? Can you come talk to us on? Because I didn't expect you to be here tonight, but can you come talk to us tomorrow? Maybe if not tomorrow, another day during the week.
Tomorrow is fine.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. 1:45.
That's good.
And Shane and I will both be here, and you can bring the pictures if you don't mind.
Oh,
and then we'll look and try to guide you on which
to
way
do.
To go. We may have to put you on the agenda
okay.
For next month, for
okay.
July.
Okay.
Because we have another one that's coming up on that one, too.
That's
so.
Fine.
All
thank
right?
you.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on the remarks of personal privilege? Yes, ma'am. We'll just come state your name.
Luann Crockett.
Ms. Crockett?
Luann Crockett. Yes.
That's the Gwynn Street.
Oh, that's the Gwynn Street one?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything here is true. So we're going to have it torn down.
Okay, so that's the house. What's the address?
526.
Is that the little blue house?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 526.
Yeah. So I'm going to have it, we're going to have it torn down.
Okay, perfect. So that's how we like it.
Okay.
All right, just notify you. Do you have a time frame, anything?
I don't know, possibly this week, if not this week, next week.
No, that's fantastic. But it takes you a little longer. We're very lenient on that. I
yeah.
mean, it's not,
yeah.
you know, you don't have to do it. So get you some pricing on it, get the right price.
Yeah, I have the price for it.
Yep. And just call the town hall when you're getting
me.
Ready to start, or whoever's going to do it for you, have them call
okay.
to make sure we get the permitting properly for the demolition.
Okay.
Because
we
got to make sure gas is turned off and water's turned
yeah,
off.
Yeah, all that stuff. We're not in it.
Okay.
We're in that now.
Okay. And do you have Shane's number up here?
I don't.
Well, you can just call the town hall and ask for Shane.
Okay.
Yeah. They're going to be working. But yeah, I appreciate that. But we'll give you some time on that for sure.
Okay.
If you're
going
to tear it down, we'll definitely.
Yeah, we're going to tear it down.
Council, y'all are good with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Everybody's good with that? Yep.
So all right. Thank
you. And we'll be in touch with you too. Shane will come by and say hello or call you or something, kind of
okay.
get you an idea. You just give us an idea where you work, you know, where you're working.
When what? Working?
Like, yeah, when you start and when you start.
Oh, when we start working?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, next week is great,
yeah,
but,
if
it takes a little longer, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
All right.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You
thank you.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? All right. With that, do I motion adjourn?
No.
Oh, we got announcements. I'm sorry. Town hall will be closed on July the 4th, Independence Day holiday. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
No.
Motion by Mr. Tassan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schutz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting's adjourned.